This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. When you listen to Ally McGurk's music, it probably won't sound the same when you listen to it a second time. The 34-year-old artist has perfected a mashup of jazz, blues, and classic rock. McGurk started making music and performing as a child in Concord, Massachusetts. Now she sings about social issues, love, and loss.
We could have it all.
McGurk released her first EP in 2016, and since then she's been nominated for 7 Boston Music Awards and a New England Music Award. She's made it onto countless best of lists. This summer she'll play at Boston Calling, one of the most celebrated music festivals in the country. For our series on rising local musicians, Sound On, WBUR's Lauren Williams says McGurk's fearlessness in her artistry deserves attention.
Ally McGurk's music melts. Her melodies sound like honey, smooth and a little tangy. Her style is loose, but not excessively so.
I'm never when you're by my side.
She can make her voice light, but she can also be brash and bold.
But
if you listen to McGurk's discography, you'll hear everything. From soul to smooth R&B to rock, she's not afraid of change. And I think that's what makes her music so engaging and genuinely fun to listen to. Some artists might say, I have to write sad jazz music forever because it's my brand. But McGurk's tastes have changed, and so have her ideas. In her second album, she gets bluesier and louder.
Water to my lips, something real to eat. Give me what I want, I'll pray you give me what I need.
McGurk says that when she was a kid, her mom would know she was awake when a little voice would come floating down the hallway to the tune of De La Soul or Stevie Wonder or Tom Waits, music they would have played the day before. A family friend noticed how musically inclined she was and helped her record a little album. She was only 6.
It included, You Gotta Be Bad, You Gotta Be Bold. I don't know if you remember that one.
You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
That was 1994 hit single You Gotta Be from neo-soul singer Desiree. McGurk studied jazz at UMass Amherst, which is when she started writing songs. She does write about typical things like love and heartbreak, but she's a really deep thinker and doesn't set that part of her aside just to produce a hit. She also sings about social and political issues like feminism and climate change.
I think and worry every day in an ordinary way.
In her first album, one of McGurk's songs hints at a painful end to a relationship, but the lyrics could just as easily be about the destruction of the planet. The catch is, they're both.
So many lies we gotta work through. But you don't want to.
What have we done was really just like processing the basics of like, ouch, this hurts to be living in this environment.
In her second album, McGurk continues to expand on her ideas about the world. In this next song, called The Work, she's frustrated with all the division in our country and political debates that seem to go nowhere.
I'm so tired of explaining it in a way that you can understand. Doesn't give you something to defend. You
could never take it on the chin. But I saw you read the news today, pulled out the parts and proved your pain.
She wrote the song in 2017 at the height of a kind of political unraveling in the U.S. At the time, she was exploring her own political perspectives, and she didn't want to leave that out of the music, even if it can be a tricky thing to push commercially.
That song took so long to write because I wanted to say something, but I also didn't want to say too much or misrepresent that exasperation that I have with people. Now the lyric is I'm so tired of explaining it, and I'm actually happy to talk to people at this point if they want to.
Her music has evolved and will keep evolving along with her shifting perspectives on the state of the world. In that song you just heard, McGurk takes an active stance, declaring that we all have to put in effort to bring about progress. She sings each word with conviction, even knowing that she might feel differently about how to tackle hard conversations and social ills later down the road. It's a testament to how seriously she takes being an artist. McGurk sees her music as a vessel for self-expression, but just as importantly, for ideas.
We got to do the work. We could be hurting, baby, in a different way. There's a price still yet to be paid for the futures we have made.
Check out videos, pictures, and Lauren's full write-up on Allie McGurk at WBUR.org.